Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad Autónoma de Canarias. Consejería de Educación, Universidades y Sostenibilidad. Pruebas de certificación de nivel básico, inglés. Prueba de comprensión auditiva. Listening comprehension. This test consists of three tasks. You will hear each recording twice. Task 1. You will listen to some television advertisements. For each advertisement, 1 to 5, match the product advertised with one of the items on the list. Write the letter of the item in the corresponding white box on the right. There are three items that you don't need. Advertisement 0 is an example. You now have 1 minute to read the items. Advertisement 0.
Just you, the sky, the sea, and the people who mean everything in the world to you. Holidays are the most precious time of all.
Advertisement 1.
Honey, there's no hot water!
Who needs hot water when there's Herbal Essences body wash? Ooh, its intoxicating blend of natural herbs, botanicals, and rich moisturizing lather make every shower really hot and really steamy.
Should I call the plumber?
No! Make your own steam with Herbal Essences body wash, a totally organic experience.
Advertisement 2.
What makes hair so happy? The softness? The gentleness? The freshness? Or is it the shine? Rediscover it all. Johnson's Baby Shampoo. Have happy hair.
Advertisement 3.
Now we can watch a newspaper, listen to a magazine, curl up with a movie, and see a phone call. Now we can take a classroom anywhere, hold an entire bookstore, and touch the stars, because now there's this.
Advertisement 4.
Have you already beautified your skin today? Beautify it with Dove Body Milk. No sticky feeling and no visible residues. Just irresistibly soft skin every day. Beautify your skin and enjoy it with Dove Body Milk.
Advertisement 5.
What will you find in a glass of silk? Smooth vanilla flavor with zero cholesterol. And the power that's made from one of nature's perfect proteins that can help your heart and fortify your entire body. Silk, vanilla, chocolate, and original. Strength in every pore.
Listen again. Advertisement 0.
Just you, the sky, the sea, and the people who mean everything in the world to you. Holidays are the most precious time of all.
Advertisement 1.
Honey, there's no hot water!
Who needs hot water when there's Herbal Essences Body Wash? Ooh! It's an intoxicating blend of natural herbs, botanicals, and rich moisturizing lather make every shower really hot and really steamy.
Should I call a plumber?
No! Make your own steam with Herbal Essences Body Wash, a totally organic experience.
Advertisement 2.
What makes hair so happy? The softness? The gentleness? The freshness? Or is it the shine? Rediscover it all. Johnson's Baby Shampoo. Have happy hair.
Advertisement 3.
Now we can watch a newspaper. Listen to a magazine. Curl up with a movie. And see a phone call. Now we can take a classroom anywhere. Hold an entire bookstore. And touch the stars, because now there's this.
Advertisement 4.
Have you already beautified your skin today? Beautify it with Dove Body Milk. No sticky feeling and no visible residues. Just irresistibly soft skin every day. Beautify your skin and enjoy it with Dove Body Milk.
Advertisement 5.
What will you find in a glass of silk? Smooth vanilla flavor with zero cholesterol. And the power that's made from one of nature's perfect proteins that can help your heart and fortify your entire body. Silk, vanilla, chocolate, and original. Strength in every pore.
That is the end of task one. Now turn to task two. Task two. You will listen to three people talking about different topics. For questions 1 to 6, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, according to what the speakers say. Write the correct letter in the white box. Question 0 is an example. You have 1 minute to read the questions. Speaker 1.
I want to talk about horror films and why I like them and what my favourite types are. When I was young, I watched the classic horror films like Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th. And my mum told me that when I was about 6... she came downstairs in the middle of the night because there was a noise, and it was me watching The Omen on TV in the dark on my own. So I guess I've always liked horror films. I really like what are called slasher films, the really gory, bloody, violent films like Final Destination and The Hills Have Eyes. I just find them quite funny. And I like the special effects. I don't really find them scary at all. I think the scariest sort of films are the ones that are very tense, like Hitchcock films.
Listen again.
I want to talk about horror films and why I like them and what my favourite types are. When I was young, I watched the classic horror films like Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th. And my mum told me that when I was about six, she came downstairs in the middle of the night because there was a noise. And it was me watching The Omen on TV in the dark on my own. So I guess I've always liked horror films. I really like what are called slasher films, the really gory, bloody, violent films like Final Destination and The Hills Have Eyes. I just find them quite funny and I like the special effects. I don't really find them scary at all. I think the scariest sort of films are the ones that are very tense, like Hitchcock films.
Speaker 2.
I want to talk about learning languages. I've lived in many different countries, both in Western Europe, the Middle East, and now here in Hong Kong. And during all of that time, I've learned five or six different languages to one degree or another. I love learning languages. Not only are they important when you move to a country, I just find them fascinating. Before I came to Hong Kong, I lived in Barcelona, Spain for 10 years. And when I first arrived, the most important thing was being able to communicate with people locally. I don't attend classes. I don't think I'm particularly good in classes. I prefer to learn by just talking to people, finding out what I need to say by looking at dictionaries and listening carefully.
Listen again.
I want to talk about learning languages. I've lived in many different countries, both in Western Europe, the Middle East, and now here in Hong Kong. And during all of that time, I've learned five or six different languages to one degree or another. I love learning languages. Not only are they important when you move to a country, I just find them fascinating. Before I came to Hong Kong, I lived in Barcelona, Spain for 10 years. And when I first arrived, the most important thing was being able to communicate with people locally. I don't attend classes. I don't think I'm particularly good in classes. I prefer to learn by just talking to people, finding out what I need to say by looking at dictionaries and listening carefully.
Speaker 3.
When I tell people about the idea of moving out, many people's reaction is like, "What do your parents say?" Because they assume the parents would not like their children to leave them. Well, I don't know if my parents like it, but I can tell you my parents support and respect my decision. They think it is good for me to try and live on my own, and then I would know it is the best to stay with my family. The most important reason for independent living is to save the traveling time to work. It used to take me 1 hour 50 minutes to travel to work from my previous living place. From my new apartment, it just takes me 30 minutes, so I saved 45 minutes traveling time. I don't have to get up so early, and I saved 2/3 of my traveling cost.
Listen again.
When I tell people about the idea of moving out, many people's reaction is like, what do your parents say? Because they assume the parents would not like their children to leave them. Well, I don't know if my parents like it, but I can tell you my parents support and respect my decision. They think it is good for me to try and live on my own, and then I would know it is the best to stay with my family. The most important reason for independent living is to save the traveling time to work. It used to take me 1 hour 15 minutes to travel to work from my previous living place. From my new apartment, it just takes me 30 minutes, so I saved 45 minutes traveling time. I don't have to get up so early, and I saved 2/3 of my traveling cost.
That is the end of task 2. Now turn to task 3. Task 3. You will listen to a conversation about Buy Nothing Day. Maria has taken some notes about the conversation, but could not hear part of the information. Read her notes and complete gaps 1 to 8 with the word, date or number they use. Write your answers in the box below. Number 0 is an example. You have 1 minute to read her notes.
So, Jackie, what is Buy Nothing Day?
Well, it's the idea that we live in a very consumer-driven society nowadays. You know, in the past we bought things that we needed, but now we buy loads of things we don't need and or things that we don't want.
Yes, everybody's buying things all the time, and I suppose that's especially true near Christmas, is it?
Well, yes, as you said at the beginning, this time of the year, it's when many people are out shopping and buying more things than normal. The organisers of Buy Nothing Day think shopping has got out of hand and it's all a waste of time and money. The day itself depends on the country. In North America, where Buy Nothing Day started, the Friday after Thanksgiving is famous for being a wild shopping frenzy. In Europe and Asia, the following Saturday, the last Saturday in November, has the highest sales for the year because people are buying things for Christmas.
Okay, So what exactly happens on Buy Nothing Day in these countries?
Well, again, it depends on the country.
So which you've mentioned a few places, but which countries actually celebrate the day?
Well, it's celebrated in Canada, where it started in 1992, and in the UK, and in Asia, in Japan. It's big in Japan. But in fact, there are well over 60 countries who do something for the day.
Okay, great. So what sort of things do they do?
Well, one of the main themes is to get people thinking about how much we spend and how stupid this is. It's quite a simple idea. Try not to shop for a day. And to ask yourself these questions: where does all this stuff come from? Where will it go? And why are we buying it? Aren't there better ways of spending our time? In Japan, for example, they have this figure called Zenta Claus.
Who? Zenta Claus? Not Santa Claus, then.
Yeah, Zenta Claus. He doesn't go around with his reindeers and buy toys for children. He sits and meditates on the negative effects of our consumer culture. So some cities have a person dressed up as Santa Claus, but sitting cross-legged outside a huge shopping mall, for example.
Listen again.
So, Jackie, what is Buy Nothing Day?
Well, it's the idea that we live in a very consumer-driven society nowadays. You know, in the past we bought things that we needed, but now we buy loads of things we don't need or things that we don't want.
Yes, everybody's buying things all the time. And I suppose that's especially true near Christmas, is it?
Well, yes, as you said at the beginning, this time of the year, it's when many people are out shopping and buying more things than normal. The organisers of Buy Nothing Day think shopping has got out of hand and it's all a waste of time and money. The day itself depends on the country. In North America, where Buy Nothing Day started, the Friday after Thanksgiving is famous for being a wild shopping frenzy. In Europe and Asia, the following Saturday, the last Saturday in November, has the highest sales for the year because people are buying things for Christmas.
Okay. So what exactly happens on Buy Nothing Day in these countries?
Well, again, it depends on the country.
So which, you've mentioned a few places, but which countries actually celebrate the day?
Well, it's celebrated in Canada, where it started in 1992, and in the UK, and in Asia, in Japan. It's big in Japan. But in fact, there are well over 60 countries who do something for the day.
Okay, great. So what sort of things do they do?
Well, one of the main themes is to get people thinking about how much we spend and how stupid this is. It's quite a simple idea. Try not to shop for a day. And to ask yourself these questions: where does all this stuff come from? Where will it go? And why are we buying it? Aren't there better ways of spending our time? In Japan, for example, they have this figure called Zenta Claus.
Who? Zenta Claus? Not Santa Claus, then.
Yeah, Zenta Claus. He doesn't go around with his reindeers and buy toys for children. He sits and meditates on the negative effects of our consumer culture. So some cities have a person dressed up dressed up as Santa Claus, but sitting cross-legged outside a huge shopping mall, for example.
This is the end of task 3 and the end of the listening test.